RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with...
Thank God it's Friday, Val, and...
Beans! I can see you.
Yes. I hit the video call button today.
Frank can't see me, but I can see Frank.
So. Kind of gotten used to it, don't worry.
Who knows what kind of magic may happen today on the podcast.
I have gotten used to that very, in a way, creepy arrangement.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because if I plug in my webcam, then invariably, every single time I go to broadcast, it picks up on the webcam camera. Even if I change the sound, it like switches back to pick up from the webcam instead of the mic. And okay. Then we recorded a whole podcast with crappy sound.
That would be bad.
Yeah, especially because I'm now like literally sitting on top of my microphone because we've gotten some comments that I'm too low and, you know, whatever, whatever.
You just got to project from the gut, from the diaphragm.
Yes. I used to do that all the time because I'm a singer. So listen, I got a little tidbit that our podcast from Wednesday was very doom and gloom and end of the world-ish. But I hate to tell you that today's might be the same. If you are not wanting to hear doom and gloom and end of the world-ish stuff, you might want to turn off the Dark to Light podcast.
It's just supposed to be the light podcast,
Yes, the light podcast. But we're going to start off with a segment on War Room with Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology. Because I'm going to tell you, honestly, in my personal experience, and everybody's got something different. And I just got to tell it how I see it. I know like now almost 20 people with COVID. And in the first round of this crap, nobody had it. Like I knew nobody.
I didn't know it. Oh, I knew of one or two people, but nowhere near my inner circle.
Now, three of the people that I know are not that I know. I don't know these three people personally, but I know the people that know them that also have COVID, they're in the hospital with it. I believe two of them are vaccinated people and one of them isn't. So I just want to play this. We've been talking about this. We've been trying to not forecast the doom and gloom. But the problem is that these people in the administration right now and all over government are too thick-headed to admit that they made a grave mistake with this vaccine campaign. And Frank, they won't contradict themselves on the vaccine. Instead of doing what they should be doing to save a lot of people, they're pushing it harder.
That, of course, is if you think that they believe they made a mistake or if this is just a phase that they knew was going to pop up and the script just needs to be played out. I don't know. I'm sure that there's plenty of people out there who have been duped and went along with it, and they have been led instead of led the charge. But I think that there are plenty of people out there who are in the position of leading that are doing exactly what they knew they would have to do once this period came about.
So, you know, all over we're seeing. Michael Rappaport was the most noteworthy that I've seen, where he came out and said, you know, just a week ago or a couple months ago, you get your sticker. I'm a hero. I got the vaccine. I'm protecting humanity. And now I'm a super spreader. A super spreader.
And what did he say at the end? He said, figure this shit out.
Yeah.
And he's telling this to like Dr. Fauci and everybody, figure this out. And come back with something better for the media narrative. So it's a good thing to see people like Michael Rappaport get slapped in the face with reality, because they were never going to swallow that proverbial red pill on account of anything that people like you and I would ever talk about or posit in a public discussion or anything like that. So it's a hard dose of reality that needed to be served up one way or another. But you can tell from his video, that 1 minute long video that has been passed around a lot yesterday, that he's still coming from this belief that the system actually wants to help. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He thinks that the system wants to help, that they're in it for his and everybody else's benefit. They're not. I'm sure that some good intentioned people have been recruited to this and they've gotten a nice paycheck from it and they feel good about themselves, but they're good Germans, to be honest.
It's really something else to watch this. It really is, because the cognitive dissonance of these folks, the splody heads, that when they're trying to rationalize why now the guidance coming out and all of the things we're seeing no longer includes that the vaccine stops coronavirus, and all of a sudden now includes that you could actually be carrying the same viral load as someone else and you'll definitely probably still get sick, but you won't be in the hospital. People didn't sign up for that.
And meanwhile, that's the only selling point. They're talking about 100% effectiveness a couple of months ago, and still, you know, when they did a few things back then. They readjusted the PCR test, and they readjusted the PCR test on two tiers for the general public and then for those who took this shot. They knew that there was going to be a 6 to 8 month window of time in which they could be able to talk about success and declining rates, this and that. And now the only thing that they can set themselves back on is, well, you won't have it as severe as everybody else. But what I've been reading from people who are in hospitals and people who are married to people who work in hospitals and stuff like that, and of course what is being reported all over the world, especially in Europe and some parts of the Middle East, is that a majority of people who are now being put into intensive care and other things like other getting attention inside of hospitals are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And it's not, so they're sticking to this really myopic narrow scope of, well, you won't have it as bad as everybody else, and at the same time they're suppressing
what's actually
all the news and the reports of how bad the hospital admissions are for the vaccinated.
You know, the worst part of it is they're still trying to blame the unvaccinated people for the vaccinated people being deathly ill.
That'll never change. That'll never change. They'll have that until the end. Well, listen, even when they have to admit ultimate failure, they'll say it's only because we didn't hit our quotas within the very finite window of time we had, and it was because of the resistors.
Half of the United States population at this point is vaccinated. And the other thing they're causing, Frank, that not many people are talking about is a ridiculous nursing shortage. Why? Because they're mandating this vaccine for the healthcare workers, and the nurses have been treating vaccine-injured people left and right everywhere and will not get the vaccine because they see the vaccine-injured.
I see a lot of blood shortages, too.
Yeah. God, what a catastrophe these people have created. And, you know, we did an article about the leaked Pfizer contract, the leaked Pfizer vaccine contract that basically obviously indemnifies them from any potential possible repercussions, states over and over and over again that they have really no idea what's going to happen to people once they get this thing, that they can't be held liable for any adverse effects, and that they're basically not allowed to treat people with anything else. So, you know, the emergency use authorization the only way they could have gotten it was if they would have denied completely that any treatments exist for this virus, of which we know now, without a shadow of a doubt, based on gosh knows how many doctors coming out, the fact that, you know, there's so many firsthand accounts of it. Ivermectin seems to be even more effective than hydroxychloroquine is.
I gotta ask you something else. In all of your, because you deal with a lot of this information, you manage bullpen of writers, and of course you read just as much as you write. So obviously the logic is really screwed up here. CNN, if you go to like the front page of CNN right now, you'll see if vaccinated people become infected, they have as much virus in their bodies as the unvaccinated, though the vaccinated will have a safer, less severe disease experience, as we just talked about. But on the other hand, I'm also reading, and I don't know how to maybe there's something in what Dr. Robert Malone is going to say in this clip that you wanted to play, but also I have to go back to see what Gert VandenBosch was saying in his initial and now his final warnings about immune escape and all this other stuff. The vaccinated, what I seem to be gathering from people, are more susceptible to this Delta variant, according to, like I said, some data that's out there, which is less deadly than the Alpha variant for the unvaccinated. So, because as we all know, when a virus mutates, 9 times out of 10, if not 9.9 times out of 10, it mutates into something that may be a little bit more transmissible, but far less damaging and deadly.
Yes.
So what is it about, if this is true, what is it about the vaccine that makes it, that makes these what should be a weaker variant more deadly to those who have been vaccinated against it?
Antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE. The body basically freaks out. It's already been exposed to this certain, protein and spike protein, but this new one is a little bit different, and the body goes into overdrive because it doesn't exactly explain to itself what to do, and the impending infection is much greater. And yes, Dr. Malone's going to talk about this. And I want to say huge credit to the War Room. We're going to play the whole clip. It's 10 minutes long. It's worth every second. It's full of information. Bannon barely talks. And, Dr. Malone says the same exact thing as what VandenBosch? I never get it right.
VandenBosch
or whatever says. He says,
yeah,
we have an opportunity to stop this. And the way to stop this right now is to stop the mass vaccination campaign. Because the more people get vaccinated, the more this virus seeks to mutate around it. You see,
how it was explained to me. In fact, let me get my notes from last night, because it was a pretty good set of notes that I thought. Okay, here's how this was broken down on some of the boards that I was on, just watching people discuss this. And it's never canon, but you just watch people discussing it. You go and you check some things out, and it's like you're part of a conversation. You might learn something. Here's what I had here. Per the CDC, this means, and they're talking about all of the announcements and the tables turning in the last 48 hours, this means that the vaccinated are shedding and spreading at the same rate and efficiency as the unvaccinated. This does two things. Number one, it destroys the argument that you have to vax that thing up to save children, the immunocompromised, and whatever other worthless grievance group you demand your body be a test factory for their sake. The only person who is put at risk if you are unvaccinated is yourself, per the CDC data. Number two, since they are still being infected and replicating the virus, the vaccinated will actually be the driver of any more lethal variants that pop up.
Yep.
This is because COVID does not have to mutate in order to bypass unvaccinated immune systems, but it does if it wants to replicate at the level that all viruses do in the vaccinated.
Yep.
So when I read that, I went, oh, shit.
Yeah, and they want to vaccinate everybody, thinking if every single last person, or at least enough of them, are vaccinated, then the virus will, peter out and die. But that's the opposite of all the science. What we need to do right now is stop vaccinating people. Stop it. Stop vaccinating. Swallow your humble pie and just stop it.
This is just like everything else, though, Tracy. This is, and actually, this is far worse and far more a severe scenario than trying to find a way to get people to just back off of believing that Russia hacked our election. There are going to be people who, just because of how much time they put into selling that whole Vladimir Putin, puppet of Putin nonsense with Donald Trump and all that shit, they put so much time into having their mic drop moments and railing about it on Facebook to their friends and their family and all that stuff. You just want it to all go away before you can ever consider swallowing your pride and saying, okay, I don't like Trump, but I had everything wrong about his whatever. This is so much different. If you're especially if you're part of the of the dissemination class up on the top that's pushing all this stuff. It's one thing to say we got it wrong with Russia. It's another thing to say that we got it wrong with an injection that we have now forced into tens of millions of people. It's so much more severe than backtracking on a poorly reported or concocted story in the news.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But the only thing, the only last hope that I have on this is that enough people now, after they had to come back out and say, everybody mask up, you know, you're transmitting the virus, and enough people know people who've been vaccinated, who have got COVID, who are sick, and who are like, oh my God, this did nothing for me whatsoever. Why the hell did I even do this? That people will just lay off the vaccine, which is why they're trying to mandate it for all the government workers right now. And we're having, I hope people start to wake up and enough information comes out publicly before this happens. We could potentially reach herd immunity with the quote Delta variant that no hospitals are checking for anyway. So nobody really knows how many people have. Because they're not doing strength. Like, we don't even know what the hell this, you know what I mean? They're not testing. Like, if you get COVID, God forbid, and then you get, you don't never know if it's the Delta variant or not. You'll never know. Let's just listen to what Malone says. This poor guy. I mean, all these people, these highly regarded, respected people. This guy has literally dedicated his entire life to vaccine development. This is all he's ever done. It's 10 minutes, but it's worth it again.
I want to bring in now Dr. Malone. Dr. Malone, we started today with Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC. We had Aaron Burnett's meltdown last night. We just had Fauci. The reason we wanted you on, you're such a voice of reason. Can you please tell us what in the hell is going on here, sir?
So you're right. We've seen a progression of increasingly desperate and abrupt rollouts of information, beginning with Pfizer's alert a couple weeks ago that they think we were going to need to have a booster after 6 months, and Fauci reprimanding them, and then the government flip-flopping and saying that we were going to have boosters for Pfizer recipients after 6 months in elderly and immunocompromised. And then the bomb dropped last night. And I'm afraid that it's precisely what I have been concerned about and what I had spoken about on two different podcasts yesterday. So it's pretty ironic. What you heard Fauci say is the nasal titers are the same in vaccine recipients and unvaccinated. That's selective disclosure, apparently. Nasal titers are a very poor indicator as opposed to blood-based titers of infectious virus. What NBC News dropped yesterday was the statement sourced from an unnamed government official that the titers in the vaccinated are actually higher than in the unvaccinated. What does this mean? And why do you suddenly see this kind of frantic scramble? This is precisely what one would see if antibody-dependent enhancement was happening. What is antibody-dependent enhancement? Briefly, it's that the vaccine causes the virus to become more infectious than would happen in the absence of vaccination, would cause the virus to replicate at higher levels than in the absence of infection. This is the vaccinologist's worst nightmare. It happened with the respiratory syncytial virus and in the 60s and caused more child deaths in vaccine recipients than unvaccinated. It happened with Dengvaxio, the dengue vaccine. And it's happened with virtually every other coronavirus vaccine development program, certainly in humans, known in history. And it's what the vaccinologists like myself have been warning about since the outset, is the risk of antibody-dependent enhancement. Why would it first show up in Pfizer? Pfizer actually probably, we don't actually have the data, but from first principles, the Pfizer dose is about a third of the Moderna dose, and it's likely as an RNA vaccine to express than you see with a recombinant adenoviral vector vaccine like Johnson & Johnson. So we now know that the Pfizer protection is waning at 6 months, and what the data seem to suggest is those who've received Pfizer, which is the probably the least immunogenic of the three in terms of durability, length of protection, people that are now in the waning phase of the immune response to the Pfizer vaccine are seem to be getting infected. Notice they keep talking about Pfizer and not about the other two. So this suggests, this is exactly what you would anticipate, is the window of greatest susceptibility to antibody-dependent enhancement is in this long tapering phase as the vaccine response declines. And I think Dr. Fauci is being very disingenuous. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we could say he's lying, whatever. I'm accused of being now an anti-vaxxer and promoting disinformation, but to my eyes, the government is obfuscating what's happening here. And I don't mean to sound alarmist, but what it seems to be rolling out is the worst case scenario, where the vaccine in the waning phase is causing virus to replicate more efficiently than it would otherwise, which is what is we call antibody-dependent enhancement. That's what the word is. And people have been warning about this since the outset of this rushed vaccine campaign.
So let's just stop right there.
The least you can do is just stop.
Yeah.
But what else is, as he's saying here, stopping, especially now as it's waning, this response from the shot is waning, then what does that create? I mean, isn't that just as bad, if not worse, since we're knocking on the door of autumn now? And what does it say? That's the other thing I wanted. Oh, you know, answer that one if you can.
What is what?
Well, the response. Aside from stopping, is there anything else that could be done to reverse what's happening?
Yeah.
Wouldn't logic say that a booster shot may actually at this point be beneficial just to get people through the winter? Or that's not even logical.
No, they don't want anybody to be vaccinated with anything any longer. They want the natural progression of this to now take place. They want to treat people with medication that has been proven now to treat this virus early. And then we can get to herd immunity and it'll be done with. There is a chance to really do some good here if they'll freaking listen. And they won't. And so what's going to happen is, and I wonder, Frank, too, if we can do that, if we can pretty much herd immune, like the vaccine's not bringing us to herd immunity. It's not happening, right? That's not what it's doing. It won't work. If we can get to herd immunity naturally, in quotes, or half naturally, then when the protection from Moderna wanes, there won't be enough virus out there, per se, to cause another wave of this in the ADE in Moderna recipients. You see what I'm saying? Like, what they're basically saying is we've got to do this now. And if we can, just like the German doctor said, I can't pronounce his name, we have to do this right now.
I'm telling you, they're not going to do it.
I know they're not going to do it, but it's going to be up to people.
Yeah, I know. I just hope that there's more Michael Rapaport moments out there, despite how much of an unhinged person he is. I think he's like the IQ 60 version of Keith Olbermann. He's been so nuts. But either way, I don't want to see anybody die.
No,
I don't want to see people. I don't care. I don't want to see this go on. So. And it would have to be individuals waking up to this stuff, because as I said before, as everybody knows, this is a planet-wide operation that is licking their chops at what they can do to continue to clamp down on the way that we travel, on the way that we do business, on the way that we are able to produce our own sustenance, our own food, our own everything. They have used this to control everything. And the carrot to get back to a controlled, a newly controlled version of what they want to us to accept as normal is this vaccine. They're not going to let go of it. It has to be us.
I know. And you're seeing that, you know, governments around the world, there has to be some school of thought somewhere, Frank, that pushing this out to the entire world is also a viable option to stopping whatever's happening here. That's why you're seeing now, like, all of these governments are mandating and forcing people to stay in their houses if they don't get it. And, you know, it's like a worldwide vaccine. Every single human being on the planet must have this push instead of saying mother F, because they know that they're going to lose support completely forever if they come out and say, we made a mistake, don't do this. Whatever little trust was left is going to be eroded. Hold on just a second. Hold on. I don't remember what I was saying, but that's okay. We're going to listen to the rest of this clip. Getting tons of phone calls. Hold on. Here we go.
And just make sure this is understandable to people. Number one, and I say this every time, but not only are you not an anti-vaxxer, you have dedicated your entire life to safe vaccines. Is that not correct? In every level of your professional life, both researcher, inventor, commercial opportunities, government work, all of that, your entire life is in support of trying to get vaccines that help mankind, correct?
I'm the opposite of an anti-vaxxer. I'm a true believer. But I'm also committed to safety and good science.
And that's where I want to go back. I want to go back to, you've warned about this. You're saying we're in the worst possible situation in which, if I can put it in layman's term, remember, I got a C or D in my last biology class in prep school, like my sophomore year, that this actually, the way this virus is structured, the way this virus was rolled out, the vaccine, is that it actually exacerbates susceptibility to the virus, particularly mutations. Is that correct?
Okay, so the mutations is another misleading set of statements from Dr. Fauci. The escape mutants that are escaping vaccine select and pressure are most likely developing in the people that have been vaccinated, not in the unvaccinated. So that's just another convenient lie. But antibody-dependent enhancement can be influenced by escape mutants. But I suspect what the data are suggesting, if they're validated. So I only have this NBC News report from an unnamed government source. But if it's easy enough to get titers in patients that have been vaccinated versus those that have not been vaccinated, that are infected with SARS-CoV-2, in this case, Delta variant. And if those data verify that the titers are higher in the blood with those that have been vaccinated compared to those that have not been vaccinated, that would be the smoking gun to demonstrate antibody-dependent enhancement of virus replication, and that would typically correlate with disease. So that's where we're at, is these preliminary signals being disclosed by unnamed government officials suggest that we're there in the worst case scenario that the vaccine community has been warning about since the beginning of the outbreak, because it's been the history of all other coronavirus vaccine development programs in humans and in most of the animals. So I don't know what else to say. This is another one of those. It looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. It's probably a duck, but we got to prove it.
If you're down in the Kennedy room, if you're in the National Security Council conference room today, and Fauci and these guys come in, they're having a discussion. We got a minute here. We'd love to hold you over. And they come around the table, and you see the evidence as you think it is. What is your recommendation to the task force about what needs to be done now, both from practical actions and messaging. Let's take the actions first. What would you recommend they do right away? We got a minute. We'll hold you over the break, but in a minute, just what actions do you think need to be taken today?
If the data are consistent with ADE, we have to stop the vaccine campaign. We have to pivot to expediting as much as possible drug treatments, which have been largely blocked and suppressed at the FDA level, particularly for repurposed drugs. And it's not just my experience with the DoD that this is happening. I hear it again and again and again from other sources that if they're working on drugs, unless they're part of the active trials, which is the NIH-sponsored trials that are really paid for by Gates.
Dr. Malone, hang on for a second. Real quickly, you just said that, which is so powerful, but Biden's going to go up on stage tomorrow and say, we need vaccines. They're sending emails out to, I've had so many hundreds of people. Yeah. They're sending emails out. Tomorrow he's going to say all 4 million government employees have to get vaccinated. How can you have what you're sitting there and they're saying they have to get vaccinated? Hang on. Don't give me an answer. We're going to hold over the break.
I don't have the second part of this. I wish I did. But I also wish that when Steve Bannon says he has a minute left, he doesn't use 35 to 40 seconds of it saying he has a minute left.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell? Like, do you really have a minute left, or are you just telling everybody that you have a minute left for a minute?
Hey, well, listen, he got a good amount in, though. Stop it. Stop it right now. But that's another thing, though. This is where I don't know if this is just part of the hubris that drives these people,
or
is it that they thought they had more time to get this all accomplished? Because now they're in a situation where if they I don't know how you can get out of this and still control the narrative over time. People are going to put two and two together. We've been so polarized.
Yep.
So polarized that anybody who finds themselves in a worse-off position because of the vaccine that they took. That whole blame the unvaccinated thing is not – that is going to have a lot shorter shelf life than they think.
And this is why I keep saying –
there's only one other person to blame.
Yeah, and I keep saying this over and over again. This is never for me, ever, had anything to do – with whether you were a Democrat or a Republican, ever. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like on video saying, guys, this is about human life. It has nothing to do with Biden or Trump or what. Like, we're standing out here saying this because of information that we have that has now been validated dozens and dozens and dozens of times over by these crazy conspiracists who have just been, you know, in government positions and in high office and companies and have invented the technology that's being used to deploy these things and have extensive degrees in immunology and all those people that are now conspiracy theorists, crazies who have gone off the deep end. We're trying to save human life here. That's it. Like, I
always tell people, I've said this on the show before, you and I have had conversations whenever I have people who get in touch with me, friends. They'll say, all right, Frank, I tell me about this and that. Tell me about, you know, they actually start getting a little bit curious about things. And I've also had people say, Frank, well, how do you, if you were going to red pill somebody, how do you start? Which is really ridiculous. You start by people actually being curious.
Yeah, that's the only
really
way.
Really curious. But if there was somebody who's curious and say, all right, help me understand where you're coming from. The first thing I always send them to is the history of human experimentation by governments, not only our own, which is a chief violator of people, unsuspecting public and prison populations, everything, international population, foreign populations, animals. I always send them that stuff first. It is a long, gruesome history of human experimentation without consent, and once you get past that, and once you understand that, hopefully your faith in government and your trust in government should be shaken enough to prepare the ground for everything else that is out there to analyze once and for all, in a very unbiased way, not giving benefit of the doubt that government loves you, because here's another example of it, and it has nothing to do with party. They tried to use partisan politics to progress their plan by keeping people so at each other's throats that everybody was taking drugs or not taking drugs, doing one thing or another just out of spite, while all of their social behavioral goals are being accomplished on national and international levels. They're getting their job done. We're fighting with each other. It's not about party, like you said. But you have to find a way to have people's trust in that very bad referee broken. Once they don't trust the referee anymore, then it's a whole different story. And it's just so funny because that is usually how I start red-pilling people, and we are in the middle of probably the greatest example of human experimentation at the hands of international government bodies.
It's crazy because I see this all over the world right now, Frank, like with the protests.
Yep.
And people, like I said yesterday on Telegram, I said this, if there was anything ever that could really unite freedom loving people in this world against this tyrannical, overlordish sort of rule that is being force-fed down our throats right now, it is something like this. It is something like this, where people are going to look around at each other. Like, there was a pro-vaccine nurse I saw on TikTok last night. And she was a pro-vaccine nurse. She got the vaccine herself. And she said, what are we going to do? Force people to inject something into their body that they don't want? We've never done this in history, mandatorily forced people with no recourse whatsoever to shoot something that they don't want into their body.
In many ways we have, but it's once again, you don't know that. You think that we're not capable of doing it because we've never done it. We have. We were talking about forced sterilization the last time you and I got together. This is a history that is not even 100 years in the past, and we're not even talking about criminal populations. We're just talking about if they deemed a woman to be hysterical, clinically hysterical, they would make sure that she had no ability to ever have a child again. You know,
but they'd have to deem them something first. This is
They had to deem black people as undesirables. Look at Planned Parenthood is a venerated institution for like half of the population right now. They don't know that it was born to actually exterminate the black race.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying, and you're right, but what I'm saying is there's still a some like semblance of a choice there. It's not like a literal blanket, no matter who you are, what you want to do, what your age, sex, situation. You don't even have to have any situation. You don't have to have a health problem. If you do have a health problem, they don't care about that either. This is literally every single person, independent of any identifying characteristic about them, will be subject to this now. They don't give a crap about anything else. That's all. Like, they just, every human being should be having this. That's it. Out of control.
You said before, what was the plan for the world when they talk about overpopulation, which is not happening here? But what are they doing with these migrant crises? What do they do with the border politics? What do they pit us up? Oh, don't be racist. Don't be xenophobic. Bring everybody in. And they talk about replacing populations. And population replacement, they make it a dirty word because they want to be able to get rid of those who are attached to any sense of national standards, norms, traditions, things like that. But once they have gotten rid of people's will and their connection to their homeland and their consent by just overwhelming everyone, then it doesn't matter if you're black, white, whatever. We were all going to be downsized one way or another, and I think that this is the blanket attempt to do that, because it is regardless of race and ethnicity and national origin. They're trying to really get billions of people to accept this technology into them, and it's pretty maniacal.
We don't even, like, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about this. I there's some reporter that called me for an interview and was asking me all kinds of questions and asked me, looking at your website, it seems that you're anti-vax. Would you be able to please explain to me why it is that you feel the way you do about the coronavirus vaccines? And I said, how long do you have? How long do you have? I can absolutely explain it. I'm not anti-vax, but it's a convenient way for you to try to discredit me to call me anti-vax. I am anti the government forcing me to shoot something into my body that I don't want. That's what I'm anti.
And creating their own standards for what they for. I mean, how is it that they're never wrong?
No,
they've never been wrong about anything. And when they are found to be wrong, it's just that the science changed. Oh, we found new science last night, and here's what's going on. Well, how many times can they move the goalposts and everybody still believes that they are just always right? I mean, look at what they've been doing in the last 36 hours.
And the fact that they've been forced to do that is really, I think, God's way of intervening here. It really is, because it's the only thing that's going to make anybody scratch their head and start reevaluating everything. It's the only thing that's going to do it. So, I'm surprised they did. I'm surprised they're not just like, let everybody, you know what they're worried about, Frank, and then we'll end because we started late today. They're worried about this. They're worried, because rightfully so, that tragically, most of the real severe illness and death will be in the vaccinated population. And they're worried that that's going to come out, because it already is. Look at the data from California that NBC reported on about all their vaccination levels and declining disease in the unvaccinated and all of that. They're worried that that's going to come out, and then they're going to have a bigger rebellion. So the more people they can get vaccinated, the less they'll have to worry about their previous guidance being their undoing. And I think that that's exactly what's behind this push.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the push at this point sounds so frantic. It sounds like the audio tapes that were recovered from Jonestown. It really does. You ever heard those audio tapes?
I've heard of them, so I understand. But no, I've never heard them myself. No.
Yeah. Actually, one night, you want to freak yourself out before bed. Go listen to Jim Jones. Urge people. Get it over with. You know, blah, blah, blah. Telling people, drink the Kool-Aid. Get in line. Feed it to yourself. Feed it to your kids. Hurry up. Let's go. They're coming. You know, it's as frantic and as disturbing as that at this point.
We're going to get through it if some cooler heads prevail and the people stand up to demand a stop to this. And that's the only way. Like, real quick, I had such a packed show today. Real quick, before we leave, I have a clip from Joe Biden.
Yes.
Mr. President, thank you. Why not push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools? Do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
Well, I hate the way she says it. Why not? Here. Sorry.
Yes.
Mr. President, push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools. Do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction. And that's why I pointed out. I had asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally. And they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
You better hope and pray you nimwit, that's the best, nicest word I could come out with, that you don't attempt to try a mandatory experimental vaccine mandate on the American people.
Well,
they will have to kill me before I get that shot, or my kids.
But Tracy, that's, you have to understand, and this needs to be clear for people too, that's exactly what they're trying to also bring about with this. The day that they find some kind of mealy-mouthed excuse that this must be done in some kind of a mandatory, militarized way to continue the act of war that started on November 3rd of 2020, The day that they come up with some excuse, some rationalization to do what they have no legal standing to do in any decent law-abiding free society, no place that respects natural law and life would do anything like that unless they are at war with their people and they have an ulterior motive for some kind of really dastardly form of biological control. I mean, that's huge. I mean, you have not, it's one thing to control a marketplace and to tax and regulate people and their businesses. It's another thing to demand control over their bodies constantly.
Yeah.
In the most intimate cellular way, molecular way that you can come up with. So if that's the case, what they're initially doing there is you have to watch out for these contact tracing goon squads that are going out there. They are trying to get at least 1 million people on the ground, knocking on doors, pissing people off. They want somebody to shoot one of these contact tracers dead, because the day something like that happens is the day that everybody who has reasonable concerns and just peacefully wants to decline being a part of this whole thing are going to be labeled domestic terrorists who need to be treated with a heavy hand. They are always begging for bloodshed. They did it in 2020 at the White House when everybody attacked the Secret Service. They did it at the border right before the midterms in 2018. Mm-hmm. They are trying constantly to get people to make mistakes that can be exploited by the fellow travelers in the press and these crazy people who are in control of whatever kind of policing forces they want to put around the country. So everybody, as much as this is serious, please keep your heads. Please keep your heads. They want us to make mistakes because their mistakes are getting so bad and so obvious that they need something to pivot to. Please keep your heads. You can be loud and you can be opinionated, but please keep your heads. They want somebody to make a horrible mistake.
Yeah, the best advice I could ever give. You know, it seems like a crazy world right now. It's hard. I'm even myself, I'm like reading all this information, medical study after medical study after medical study, just consuming all of this data all day long. It's all I read. It's all I see, other than audit stuff, which there's not too much new news to talk about. And it's the most pressing thing. I know everybody says they're bringing this up to distract, but that's not what it is. It really isn't. There have been doctors who have been blowing the whistle that this was going to happen now for months and months. And so now it's just happening. So just keep your heads up, especially if you're one of the pieces of advice that there is for people who are, you know, unvaccinated people or even vaccinated people. Just wash your hands. You know, don't stop living your life. Don't stop going out in public and living your life. But wash your hands. Make sure you eat healthy. Make sure you're taking maybe, you know, your vitamins. Make sure you have some, you know, diet that supports your immune system, and let your body handle this. And there are treatments available for you if, God forbid, you do get sick. It is not a death sentence. It's not. This virus is not a death sentence. Just understand that. And that's all.
Well.
And, you have been listening.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
What do you got?
No, nothing. I don't have anything.
Sorry. I have to get over to my house, so I'm a little bit.
It's okay. I got to take a pee too.
Oh, all right. Well, you've been listening to the Dark Delight podcast with,
thank God it's Friday, Val, and
Beans. You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and RadioInfluence.com. Until Monday.
Later.